Shir Mem Hei Yom Dalid Tes Tevis Pashtvaychi.
Only in the middle of the sugya of the Masada the Dvorim Mashtikel, the Gemara is asking a kasha elo me'ato. Mechoy shalay befonov. Elo me'ato mechoy shalay befonov. Leitayevi mechoy. And we have different shittas rishonim in the asbor of the Gemara. I don't want to go now to the shayla of the Ach v'Shtorach we spoke about yesterday. I want to be maimid the shayla from the Gemara, lefi the rishonim and lefi teisvus. The Gemara is asking a kasha elo me'ato. Mechoy shaloi befonov loitehevi mechoy. This is the Gemara's kasha. Elo me'ato, mechoy shaloi befonov, loitehevi mechoy. Kepshutoi shal gemore, the gemore's kasha is, mechoy shaloi befonov, loitehevi mechoy, the mechoy will not be a mechoy, b'meile, the chazoke will be a chazoke. This is the gemore's kasha. Elo me'ato, mechoy shaloi befonov, loitehevi mechoy, the mechoy will not be a mechoy, b'meile, the chazoke will be a chazoke. This is loshen Gemara. Elo me'ato mechoy shaloi befonov lo itehevi mechoy. It's not a mechoy. Mechoy shaloi befonov is not a mechoy. The mechoy doesn't take place. It's not called a mechoy. B'meile you have a chazoke. B'meile you do have a chazoke. Mechoy shaloi befonov lo itehevi mechoy. B'meile you do have a chazoke. The chazoke is a chazoke. That's the Gemara's kasha. So we have different asbeirim in the Rishonim. We'll start with Shita Sara. The Ranlu is pshat in the Gemara's kasha. Elo me'ato mechoy shaloi befonov lo itehevi mechoy. If a person makes a mechoy shaloi befonov, if a person makes a mechoy shaloi befonov, so Vali makes a mechoy shaloi befonov, so the other person didn't hear about it, and the mechoy is for looking after the shtar. This is the way the Ran explains it. The guy doesn't know about it. Shaloi befonov, like in Shor, if it's a ador shaloi befonov, the Bailim doesn't know how to look after the Shor. Here also, he doesn't know to look after his shtar. So elo me'ato mechoy shaloi befonov loitehevi mechoy. The guy doesn't know how to look after his shtar. V'meile the chazok is a chazok. Why? What is a chazok? Achilas gimel shonim, I become a muchzek. Because I'm eating, b'shaloshonim I become a muzik. Your mechoy is to tell me to look after the shtar. I never heard about it. Because shaloi befonov, I don't hear about it. So mechoy shaloi befonov, leitehevi mechoy. Oh, but the chazoke will be a chazoke. The chazoke will be a chazoke. Because the Ran learns that the fact that the chazoke is a chazoke is because I eat 3 years, I become a muzik. Even if the other person yells, I stay a muzik. So even that the other person made a mechoy, and we know that he's makpid gomul. The other person yelled, he was makpid gomul, the other person. The other person is a makpid gomul, he made a mechoy. He made a mechoy, he's a makpid gomul. But doesn't make a difference. His mechoy doesn't shter my chazoke. My chazoke is giboit of what? And my se achile shaloshonim, I'm a muchzik. Frek de gmore lo me'ato mechoy shlo befonov. Yenem, I don't know to look after my shtar. So I'm left with my chazoke of gimel shonim. Vemel, I have a chazoke. So the gmore is kash is kipshuto. Mechoy shlo befonov tafe mechoy. Or but the chazoke will be a chazoke. I yenem yelled. So what? Chazok is not negay if Yenem is quiet or Yenem is yelling. Chazok is giboit of them 3 years that I eat, I become a muzik. Of them is giboit the chazoke. Shalosh shonim shel achile, I become a muzik. And while shalosh shonim shel achile, I become a muzik. So even if Yenem yell, I stay a muzik. Frek deran. So why the Gemara asks a kasha like this? Elo me'ato mechoy shaloi befonov letevi mechoy. It means that they're living far away, right? Mechoy shaloi befonov doesn't mean behind the door. It means far away. So why the Gemara doesn't ask a different kasha? Elo me'ato chazoke shaloi befonov loitehevi chazoke. It's the same case. Mechoshlei befonov, I'm in Yerushalayim, he's in Bnei Brak, right? Machta Mechoy. So the Chazok is also that he's here and I'm there. So why are you asking that the Mechoy would not be a Mechoy? But the Chazok would be a Chazok? Why the Gemara doesn't want that the Chazok would not be a Chazok? Because he doesn't hear about my Chazok? The guy's in a different city, so the same way he's far away, so the Chazok is also Shalei befonov. So why the Gemara doesn't ask why the Chazok takes place? Zog deran, why not? So what if it's Shalei befonov? So what if it's Shalei befonov? So what if it's Shalei befonov? Chazok doesn't have to be befonov. Chazok doesn't have to be befonov. Why Chazok doesn't have to be befonov? What is Chazok lefideran? Sitting 3 years and eating. Even if it's Shalei befonov, even if he does, never heard about it. But lefi deran, this is the Ran himself speaks out. The Ran learns Chazok is achil lashon loshonim makes me a muhzik. Achil lashon loshonim makes me a muhzik. Even Shalei befonov, you never heard about it. I don't need him to hear about it. The fact that I'm eating shalei shonim, I become a muhzik. The mechor is to look after the shtar. The mechor can ask one shayle. Mechor shalei befonov with the avi mechor. Well, I never heard about the mechor. I don't know to look after my shtar. Well, I never heard about the mechor. I don't know to look after my shtar. Nasiye, I don't know to look after my shtar. Aber chazoka doesn't need befonov. Hayoytze midivrei Aran. Cheskas gimel shonim alibed Rabbi Shmuel is achila sholoi shonim. I become a muhzik, not because Yenem is quiet, and even if he's yelling Yenem, calls man I'm in the study for 3 years, I become a muhzik. When Yenem yells, only does one thing: it makes me to look after the shtar and as a reyusev ach v'shtoroch. Frey digvor mechol shle befonov is far away. I didn't know about it. I didn't have to keep the shtar. If I didn't know about it and I didn't have to keep the shtar, b'meile. B'meila I have a chazoke. So the Gemara's kasha is only one kasha. The mechoy is nishkin mechoy, but the chazoke is a chazoke because the chazoke is not giboit on them that person is keeping quiet. This is the Ran, Chidush Aran, Mefurish Hasbor in Rabbi Shmuel. This is the first sheet. Rashi. Why we have to explain Rashi? Because we said the Ran finishes and he says, V'zeu pirush lepirushi shel Rashi. The Ran wants that his pshat will fit in Rashi. So let me trachen what Rashi holds. And the Rashi, if we would only be learning the sugya here, zog daran, v'zeu pirush lepirushi shel Rashi. Could be very geschmack, da rein setz das in Rashi. V'zeu pirush lepirushi shel Rashi. The problem in Rashi is, Rashi in Amud Aleph said, cheskas gimel shonim alib de Rabbi Shmuel, she'ein lecho odom roi es chavir yizurei apriya osu ilecho leshono v'sho isek. That the chazok is giboit al ein lecho odom roi es chavir yizurei apriya osu ilecho leshono v'sho isek. V'sho isek. That the chazok is giboit al yenem shtike. Not like we said in the Ran, even if Yenem yells, even if Yenem doesn't know about it, my chazok is 8-3 years. The Rashi says, "Ein lecho odom roi es chaveiroi, zorei apri haosu ilecho leshono, v'shoisek." The chazok is giboit, and using a part, "Ef ein lecho odom roi es chaveiroi, zorei apri haosu ilecho leshono, v'shoisek." So I want to be madgish. We said, "Bekzor, yesterday, I just mamish bekzor to go over." Mitzad etzem Rashi, you could have said, "Helzachai." Rashi learns like Taisus. Gimel Shonim is Giboit. While the other person is quiet 3 times, it's a proof that it's mine. Avu Shteitim Rashi Bichlad al Cheskas Gimel Shonim, like the Ran says, it's a Yesoid of a Muhzik. It's Giboit on a Raya. Why he was quiet once? Becheska Shalayimche, Becheska Shatke. Mechetese Rashi Bichlad learns like the Ran that it's Giboit of the Chazoke. But we said, and the whole sugi Rashi the whole time said, Cheskas Gimel Shonim, Shemoitzim Irshus HaMoichel Irshus HaLekeach. We're medayi keseder in Rashi that Cheskas Gimel Shonim is not giboit on the raya. It's not giboit on the raya. It's giboit on the muhzokes. We explain Elamato Chazokes Sheinu Motayno the last couple of shiurim. Chazokes El Shemato Mechoy Shlebefonov. Rashi says that it's no Mechoy, but the Chazokes is a Chazoke. We're learning in Rashi that he's learning that mitzad a Chazoke. And here Rashi says clearly in the Mishnah the Cheskas Gimel Shonim Alim Rabbi Shmuel is She'ein lecho odom roi es chaveiroi she'zorei apriyosi lechono v'shoisek. So we said, if that would be the question without the Ran, we would say avad that the Rashi learns that I become a muhzik, but how I become a muhzik, the loshon of Rabbi Niyene. If I eat b'shoifi and the Bailim is quiet, so b'meile I become a muhzik. But if Yenem is yelling, my achila doesn't make me to become a muhzik. Would not be so schwer to say such a thing with Das Rashi. אבל זה גימל שון אמרו איך זה נביקום המוחזק. How I become a muzik? By eating shalishonim, and Yenem is keeping quiet. So b'meile, not that it's a raya brura that it's mine, but achila b'shoyif v'gosh rabin yene, shoyicha b'lo iru v'mechoy klal, harei ze muzik. This could have been an answer on Rashi. This would be a legabe the ikar shayle. If Rashi learns like Teisves that it's a raya, or like the Rishonim that it's muhzokis, so even the Loshon Rashi in the Mishnah is mashma that it's a raya, we could arrange that it's Rashi that it's muhzokis. But klapi our sugya doesn't help us, because in our sugya Rashi says mechoe shaloi befonav loy tevi mechoe, but the chazoke will be a chazoke. If the chizoke is giboit and Yenem keeping quiet, Yenem did not keep quiet. He yelled, he screamed. So how the Gemara wants that mechoe shaloi befonav loy tehevi mechoe, but the chazoke would be a chazoke? If the chazoke is because Yenem is keeping quiet, how you could say that mechoe shaloi befonav loy tehevi mechoe? Mechoe shaloi befonav loy tehevi mechoe, and the chazoke would be a chazoke. If the chazoke is giboit and then that the other person is keeping quiet, if the chazok is gibayt of them that the other person is keeping quiet, if the chazok is gibayt of them that the other person is keeping quiet, mechoy shalei befonov, he didn't keep quiet. How the Gemara says that mechoy shalei befonov, the mechoy would not take place, but the chazok will be a chazok. So the Ran explains, chazok doesn't need the other person to hear, he could scream even if he doesn't know about it. But Rashi we explain that the chazok has to be built on that שאין לך עוד אמרו חבר יוזרי הפריה עושה לאכול לשונה ושויסק. So he was not shoysek, he helped. So how the Gemara could say that mechoy shle befonov leitehev im mechoy, but the chazoke would be a chazoke? So we said yesterday three terutzim on this kasha. One teretz zorichim, la'arze de berav, we need to say, ein lech nami, this rashi with rashi, the Mishnah doesn't fit. La'arze de berav. Second teretz we said for Reb Nochem, oyster zayin, a doichak dike teretz, that rashi meant in the Mishnah that the raya, again, not the raya, but when Rashi learns that the chazok is giboit and the raya she'en lecha odom roya as chaveru yizorei apriya osu lashona v'shoisek means that he doesn't kick him out. Doesn't mean that he keeps quiet. The raya, again, Rashi is learning like the Rishonim that it's a muchzokus. But the muchzokus is not giboit of them and the raya from the shtike. It's giboit of them that he didn't kick me out. If he doesn't kick me out, b'meila I become a muchzik. The fact that he didn't kick me out, this makes me a muchzik. This makes him a muhzik. The fact that he didn't kick him out. The fact that he didn't kick him out, this makes him to become a muhzik. So we have an answer. Avada here, mechoy shalei befonov, lo yavi mechoy. Why? Because I don't know to keep my shtar. Again, he made it, he yelled. I don't know about it, I don't have to keep my shtar, but mele it's not a mechoy. Why is a chazoke? Because he didn't kick me out. The chazoke is because he didn't kick me out. The raya from the chazoke is why he didn't kick me out. What is mechoy doing? Mechoy is not kicking out. If he kicks me out, there's no chazoke. If he doesn't kick me out, I have a chazoke. Now he has the eitz. If he doesn't want to kick me out, he yells. The yelling doesn't break my chazoke, but it makes the ach v'shtoch. If shalei b'fonav, I don't know about it, so my chazoke stays. So this is a plan by Das Rashi. He's learning like the Rishonim that the Chazoke is giboit an araye, but not an araye from the shtik and araye that he didn't throw me out. About it's a doicha. So again, Rashi by us learns that mechoshe befonov, the mechoy doesn't, but the Chazoke stays. I yelled, it's mucha that the yelling is not the one that is causing the Chazoke. The shtik is not the one that is causing the Chazoke. Shvel from Rashi la Mishnah, tzorich yun. Other, but Rashi la Mishnah says that the araye caused the Chazoke, the araye that he didn't kick me out. This is Reb Nochem. We said for my Shver, the third Hezbo, we said, Rashi doesn't mean that Veshoisek, that he kicks me out. Rashi meant, why Cheskes Gimashonim is a Muchzokus? Because normally people don't let some people that don't own it to sit here. The fact that I'm sitting in a place that people don't let normal people to sit, this makes me a Muchzok. Like we explained, going up the building, all these Mesholim, I think it's very, very close. Bemele, avadetz, now even if he's yelling, the mechazoke stays a chazoke. Lo yitzir, people are not makpid that someone will stay in their field. So bemele, by sitting in the field, I don't become a muzik. While people are makpid on it, so the fact that I'm sitting there, bemele, I become a muzik, even if he yells. These are the three ways we answered Rashi. So the vayil, be'etzem, we have two shittas. We have shita saran, chazokes giboit avdem, even if the other guy doesn't know about it bichlal. Till the Ran could ask the Kashe, let the Gemara to ask Chazoke, Shebefono Loitevi Chazoke, and the Ran answers, even if he doesn't know about it, the Chazoke is a Chazoke because I ate 3 years. What is Mechoet to keep the Shtar? I'll leave it Rabbi Shmuel. Mechoet is to keep the Shtar. If I don't know about it, my Chazoke stays a Chazoke. I healed, my Chazoke is a Chazoke. The Mechoet never stops the Chazoke. Mechoet does one thing, I have to keep the Shtar. If I don't know about it, so I don't have to keep the Shtar. Very glad, very glad. Shitas Rashi al derech Haran, the Cheskes Gimasholim is a Chazoke, but we have the Rashi and the Mishnah. So here, we have the Rashi and the Mishnah that is Giboit and a kind of Shtike, Lefi Reb Nochem. The fact that he didn't kick me out. Or Lefi Meshver, that it's Giboit of them, Enoch Lam, you don't have to have the Shtike. Aber Lemoshel. Lefi The Ran says Chazoke sheloi befonov havi Chazoke, even if the guy doesn't hear about it. The Ran asked the Kasha, why didn't he ask the Kasha Chazoke shebefonov havi Chazoke? Zog the Ran, Chazoke is a Chazoke, even if the guy doesn't hear about it, because I'm eating 3 years. The Fir Rab Nochem, that part doesn't shtim bedas Rashi, because the Fir Rashi, if the guy never heard about it, it's no riot that he didn't kick me out, right? That part is the Ran. The Chazoke sheloi befonov is a Chazoke, even if he doesn't know about it. Why? Because I have a chazoke. Lefir Reb Nochem b'das Rashi. Nay, chazoke has to have that the guy didn't kick me out. If he doesn't know about it, there's no raya. Fi mashmer yesh li istapek. So this is the Ran and Rashi. I want to go now to the third shita, is shita saramban. It's similar, but not 100%. The Ramban also learns, again, all of them are in the same group, all of the Rishonim. Ramban, Ran, Rashi, Rabbeinu Yehoneh, that the Gemara's Kashe is, lo me'ato mechoy shele befonov, lo itehevi mechoy. What is the Gemara's Kashe? That the mechoy is nishken mechoy. Over the Chazoke stays, he yells, doesn't spoil my Chazoke. This is the tzad hashov of all of these pshotim of the Rishonim. Because Chazoke is not giboit of them that the other guy keeps quiet. Chazoke is because I'm a muchzik. So the Gemara can ask the Kasha, Mechoy Shlimet, Elo Me'ato, Val you learn from Shere Amuid. Chazok, Mechoy Shlimet, Befono Litevi Mechoy. Aber the Chazok is Neza Chazoke. The Ran said, so weit, even the Yenem doesn't know about the Chazoke. Aber no Shaykh is to him. The Rashi will Mesup. The Ramban says word by word like the Ran. But the Ramban asks the following question. Why the Gemara didn't say, Elo Me'ato, Chazoke Shaloi Befonov Litevi Chazoke. Why the Gemara asks the Kasha, Mechoy Shaloi Befonov Loitehevi Mechoy? Why the Gemara didn't ask, Chazoke Shaloi Befonov Loitehevi Chazoke? Hazef Rek Deran. Why the Gemara didn't ask, Chazoke Shaloi Befonov Loitehevi Chazoke? The Ramba. Like the Gemara says, Mechoy Shaloi Befonov Loitehevi Mechoy. Frek the Ramban, why the Gemara is only asking, Mechoy Shaloi Befonov Loitehevi Mechoy? Let the Gemara to ask another kasha. Chazoke shaloi befonov loitehevi chazoke. If the guy doesn't know that I'm marzik, it will not be a chazoke. What? As they frag the Ramban. Why the Gemara is asking only a kasha? Mechoy shaloi befonov loitehevi mechoy. Dehainu, the Gemara learns now, like we learned from Shere Amud, that messages don't go through. Like the ador has to be befonov because messages don't go through. So mechoy shaloi befonov, the message to keep the shtar didn't go through. So the mechoy is not a mechoy. The minute the chazoke is a chazoke. Frank the Ramban, let the Gemara to ask, chazoke shaloi befonov lo itehevi chazoke, the message didn't go through, that is machzik. Not Tesis, Baal, Tesis. The Ramban has a kasha. Tesis, Ramban doesn't open it, it's Baal. But the Ramban made a kasha. Frey the Ramban, why the Gemara didn't say, Chazoke shaloi befonov loitehevi chazoke? So the Ran asked the Kasha, what the Ran answered? He doesn't need to know about it for Chazoke. I'm sitting 3 years, I don't need the message to go through. Mechoe, I need the message because Chazoke is not because he knows about it. If I sit 3 years, talk to the Ran, I'm a muchzik. Even without the other guy knowing it all about it. This is the whole Ran we say now for 20 minutes. This is the whole Ran, that Chazoke doesn't need the other person to know about it. I sit, I become a muchzik. This was the answer of the Ran and the Kasha. This is the second Ibra. I'm asking the Ran. Frek the Ran. Why the Gemara didn't ask El Ma'ato Chazoka Shleimataino? Like you say that the Mechor doesn't go through, but maybe I don't have to look after the Shah. Say the Chazoka doesn't go through. I don't need to know about the Chazoka. The fact that I hate Shal Shani may become a Muzik. The fact that I hate Shal Shani may become a Muzik. What? So you don't need to. I don't need it to be Meicher. But Zog the Ran, I have a Chazoka. But the Ramban asked the Kasha. And the Ramban says, Chazoka people hear about. Chazoka people hear about. Different reasons. Nishnege. State in the Ramban that if you don't hear about the Chazoka is a Chazoka or not. No. So the Ramban is Choylek on the Ran. The Ran learned. So we start. The Ran is the Tapshita. Cheskas Gimashonim from Sheramuet, no Shaykhis to you. You are quiet, you know about it, you don't know about it. I don't need you. My chazok is because I'm eating shaloshoni. Mechoy shalei befonov, I didn't hear about it. My chazok stays, are you yelled? Yelling is only zok deran to keep the shtar. More from that not. More from that not. More from that not. You yelled? So what if you yelled? I didn't know about it. My chazok stays, are you yelled? Yelled doesn't break my chazok. Because the chazok is only sitting. And the ran finishes so stark that chazok shalei befonov is also a chazok lefi Rabbi Shmuel. Why? I don't need him to know about it. The fact that I sat 3 years, I became a muhsik. I don't need chazok and ishmas. I'm a muhsik. I'm a muhsik, Zog the Ran. The Ran says I'm a muhsik, I win. Lefi the Ramban. Lefi the Ran, I don't need chazok and ishmas. In the Ramban state that I need a chazoke and nishmas. If the chazoke is not nishmas, I would not have a chazoke. Why? Why lefi the Ramban, if I would not hear the chazoke, I would not have a chazoke. Why lefi the Ramban, if chazoke is not nishmas, I would not have a chazoke. Why? The Ramban state that if he doesn't hear about the chazoke will not be a chazoke. So the answer is chazoke nishmas. But Lui Yitzur, he doesn't hear about the Chazoke. State in the Ramban as what? State in the Ramban if he doesn't hear about the Chazoke? There's no Chazoke. There's no Chazoke if he doesn't hear about the Chazoke. Why I need him to hear about the Chazoke? What? Why I'm not a Muzik if he doesn't hear about it? Baba, why is not a Chazoke? What? So you could have answered, because I'm only become a Muzik if he keeps quiet. But the Ramban doesn't say that. The Ramban said, Mechoy shaloi befonov, loy havi mechoe, but the chazok is a chazok. Even if he didn't keep quiet, if I don't know to look after my shtar, I have a chazok. He yelled, but I have a chazok. So the chazok is not because he kept quiet. The chazok is not because he kept quiet. So no, the Ramban, all of the Rishonim, Ramban, are learning the Gemara. To make it clear, it's an easy Gemara. One line. Mechoe shalei befonov lo yehavi mechoe, but the chazok is a chazok. Why? You could yell till tomorrow. My chazok is not because you're keeping quiet. Ramban, Rabban, all of the Rishonim. This is all the Rishonim. My chazok is not because you're keeping quiet. We're not learning like Tesis. Tesis learns, my chazok is a rai, you kept quiet. Lefi the Rishonim is, because I'm a muhzik. The Ran takes it a step weiter and he says, yeah, if I'm muhzik, you never heard about it, so what? Chazok is, not because of you keeping quiet, so you don't have to even know about it. This is the Ran. The Ramban, even that he said the Rishonim, that Mechor doesn't break my chazok, if I don't know about it, you could yell, but I will stay a muhzik, because Mechor is only to tell me to keep the shtar. If I never heard about it, my chazok stays a chazok. Even so, the Ramban carries on and he says, oh, the chazok shalei befonov will not work if he will not hear about it. So the Ramban answers, people hear about the chazok, so it's not a problem. But if he will not hear about it, the chazok will not be a chazok. Why the chazok will not be a chazok? Why the chazok will not be a chazok if he doesn't hear about it? Why it will not be a chazok? If the chazok is not built on that he will keep quiet. So I could have said, oh, Vaishno is in the Ramban, the chazok is giboit, and Yelim has to keep quiet. If the chazok is giboit and Yelim has to keep quiet, so why Mechor Shem Befonov is not a Mechor and the chazok is a chazok? But he didn't keep quiet. How you could build a chazok? The guy made a Mechor Shem Befonov, I'm building out a chazok from it. How you could build out a chazok? The Teretz is, the Ramban learns exactly like Reb Noach. The chazoka is built not that he's not yelling, that he's not kicking me out. So if he doesn't hear about it, there's no muchzokas. There's no muchzokas. There's no muchzokas. If he heard about it, I'm a muchzok, even if he yells. What the mechoa helps? Not to break my chazoka. When he kicks you out, it breaks the chazoka. Because when he doesn't kick me out, my chazoka is a chazoka. The mechoa is to keep the shtar. If I didn't hear about it, my chazoka is a chazoka. So nochamo, zeir klo. We have three rishonim. Rashi is in between the Ran and the Ramban. So be'etzem, in Yoneinu, we have to chazo the Ran and the Ramban. And Rashi to put in between. The Ran learns, the chazoka is not boit of yenem. Mechoa shalei befonov, no mechoa, but yes chazoka. I yelled. So what if he yelled? My chazoka doesn't start somebody else. Yelling is to keep the star, if I don't know about it. Yelling is the zaytzenach, to keep the star. And we spoke yesterday, all different chishbonim is to keep the star. The mechoa from all of these rishonim is to keep the star. I don't know about it. My chazoka stays. Zog the Ran, even chazoka shleim before the chazoka. The Ramban also starts like the Ran. Even if he yells, my chazoka is a chazoka, because the mechoa is not to break my chazoka. The mechoa is to keep the star. But even so, chazoka has to be before of. Why chazoka has to be before of? Because if he doesn't hear about it, it's no muchzokis. Why? So we explain. Even the Be'etzem, it's not Gibor of Yenem Shtike, but the muchzokis is built like Reb Nochem, or maybe like my father-in-law, that he didn't kick it out, that I'm sitting in Azach, that people are makpid. But if the other guy, Bechlad, doesn't know about it, the man is no chazoka. But after he knows about it, even if he yells, he doesn't shtom my chazoka. This is the glat. And Rashi, we said, Be'pshutoy, the Ran says he's like him, but the Diyukim and Rashi, we switch Rashi to be like the Ramban. We take Rashi, we put him like the Ramban. The problem is the third Shita. Shita sa Rabbeinu Yoyne. And this is a mitzvah le'yashev. The Rabbeinu Yoyne says word by word like the Ramban. So we'll say the same thing. He learned Pshat in the Gemara. Mechoe shle befole b'leyavim mechoe. No mechoe. Bemele, yes chazoke. Are you yelled? Chazoke is not a gemoe. What is the mechoe? To keep the shtar. Bemele, frag the Gemara. Mechoe shle befole b'leyavim mechoe. But the chazoke is a chazoke. Frag the Rabbi Yehine. Chazoke shle befole will not work. Chazoke, no. People hear about it. Like the Ramban. So the Rabbi Yehine says word by word like the Ramban. So be'etzem, as our sugye, be'etzem, we could learn the Rabbi Yehine exactly like the Ramban. Exactly like the Ramban. Mechoe shle befonav le'avim mechoe, but the chazok is a chazok. Mechoe shle befonav le'avim mechoe, but the chazok is a chazok. Chazok is a chazok. Chazok is a chazok. Mechoe shle befonav le'avim mechoe, but the chazok is a chazok. Chazok is a chazok. Why? The chazok is not gebuyed of them, but the enemy is quiet. Why chazoka has to be before of? If not, I'm not a muhzai, because only if he doesn't kick me out, if he knows about it. Aber mechoe shaloi before of loyavi mechoe, the Rabbi Yehine learns, aber the chazoka is a chazoka. I yelled, it's not a stir to my chazoka. My chazoka is not geboit of them that is quiet. So Rabbi Yehine be'etzem says word by word like the Ramban. The kasha is, there's one ore, and if someone knows the answer, other rabba. This kasha I heard from Gershon Ribner, she's in Lakewood. He says Teres and Pisra de Bobe, but the Rabbi Yehine, by us he says words by word like the Ramban, like the Ran. The Rabbi Yehine, in Daf Chof Ches Amud Aleph, I want to read two lines of Rabbi Yehine. He learns out Rabbi Shmuel, Masher Amud. The kevon de ochlo tlas shnin beloy irur umechoe mevatel cheskas abaylim. Shteyt that I only become muchzik if I eat it beloy irur umechoe. Not like Rashi v'shoisek. Reb Nochem could say means he didn't kick me out. Mashmeh means that normally people are shoisek. He says, you know why Sheramuad works? She'ein lecho she'kevon she'ochlo tlas shnin beloy irur umechoe mevatel cheskas abaylim arishoinim. So the ganze chazoka is giboit of them that I ate below irur mechoe. The ganze chazoka is giboit of them that I ate below irur mechoe. So how the Gemara could say mechoe shle befonav le'avim mechoe and the chazoka would be a chazoka? He yelled, I don't have a chazoka. Even if I didn't hear about it and I don't know to look after my shtar, but my whole chazoka is why he didn't yell. He yelled.
At the end.
What?
He ate it those years.
No, and during that time he yelled. Yelling. Pliny Gazlano. So what if I didn't hear? I don't. If the mechor is not, how, I'm saying again, all of the rishonim are learning pshat. You know what I'm saying? The sugi is a like the sugi. Beitzim, why? The rishonim take one line in the gemara. Elo me'ato mechor shle befonu le'avi mechor. Zog in the rishonim. You yelled, but mechor is not to break my chazoke. Mechor is to keep my shtar. I don't know to look after my shtar. The rishonim are learning. Alibed Rabbi Shmuel. Mechor is not a stop on the chazoke. Mechor is to me to look after my shtar. The mele, if people don't, as they be in a shoyer, I don't know about it. I have an excuse that I don't know about it. This is the Gemara's kasha. So all of these rishonim are learning that the chazok is gimel shonim is not, and the rishonim speak it out. I'm not only medayik. The rishonim speak it out. They say klo, the ran, the rabban. The rabban speaks out. If chazok is giboit and the raya, even shaloi befonov is no raya. The rabban speaks it out. The Rabban says, if Shalai Befonov, because the Rabban speaks it out, says, if Mechor is a Raya, so even if Shalai Befonov, but it's no more Raya. Don't say why he didn't come. We don't say this kind of svaros. Why he didn't come Befonov? The Rabban, it's no Raya, he yelled. So how the Gemara can ask? The answer is, we're going for Rabbi Shmuel, I don't need his quietness. I have a Muchzokas. His yelling is only for the Shtar. Shalai Befonov, I don't know to look after my Shtar. This is the Rishonim. So the Ran said till then, he never has to know about it. And the Ramban and Rashi, we have a problem, so we're trying to answer. We're trying to find for that they don't mean a real Raya. They mean Rab Nochem, Mashmer, this is what they mean. And the Rabbi Nieina, we can't answer it. Rabbi Nieina is learning the Sugi, Mechosh, the Mephon, the Mechosh, but the Chazok is a Chazok. The Chazok is a Chazok, as they learned Rabbi Nieina. And even so, when he's masked with Rabbi Shmuel, he says that the Chazok is Gibait of them, Shekevon, Shochel, Shalishoni, Beloiru, Mechorah. Because he's eating quietly, and I understand it. Like we said in the beginning, you can understand that. Taste is learning the Tzaraya, the Rishonim learning, the Raya causes Muchzokus. But if the Raya causes Muchzokus, if Azei Vayit that he made a Mechor, I'm not a Muchzik. So in the Rabbi Nieyen is a Tzorchim.
Why can't we
bring
it in the way we want to Rashi, on the Rashi?
Right. So why by us Mechor should be followed? We have a Mechor. Right. But say, why should we follow the Avich Mechor? He doesn't have to know about it. It ruins it. Because the Bailim is yelling.
I see a chilo.
But the Bailim is yelling.
I see a chilo.
Not only that, the Bailim, more from that. So Lefidim, you don't have to learn that the Mechor is to look after the Shtar. Mechor is to spoil the Chazoket. But the Rabbi Yen is not learning like that. He's learning like the Rishonim. The Mechor is to keep the Shtar, and I don't know, to look after my Shtar. Why it's not a mechor?
Because the
Rabbanon
said that that's
mechor. Not Rabbanon. No, I don't mean Rabbanon. Rabbi Shmuel. It's not the takon of the Rabbanon. The chazok is gimel shonim. If you're not quiet, I don't have a chazok. And the Ramban speaks it out loud. The Ramban says if chazok is not muchzokus, it's giboy on the akpode. He yelled. So they have this oil teira. They also bring this shaila. I don't know if they also found this shaila. They tried to say something. I'm not sure I understand what they tried to say. I'm saying, yes. I think I'm staying tzorchim. If someone has a teretz, I'll give him a sefer. A good teretz. So, I think this Rabbi Nieina says that the teira of Nochem is nishgerecht in Rashi. And we have to say something else in the ganze sugya. So we and all these terutzim, Rashi, Shver, we're saying teres, teres, teres. Rabbi Yehuda, all these teres are over. So Muslim learn the andere sugya though. I don't know. But Rabbi Yehuda is a raya brura. Now, this is one way to learn the sugya. Well, is a second way to learn the sugya, that's the stasis. This is stasis. Stasis l'shitosoi. They have Nochem uptaich the Teisvus. Teisvus Lishitosoi learns, Cheskas Gimel Shonim is Giboit an Araye. And Bichlal is no Musik in Muchzok is Bekarka. Karka Becheskas Baalea Emedes. Is no Musik to become a Musik in a Karka. The Yesoid is Karka Becheskas Baalea Emedes. What is Cheskas Gimel Shonim? Three questions. Why Stacy sold it? Frag the Gemara, lo me'ato mechor shele befonov le'tevi mechor. What is the Gemara's kasha? Not that the chazoke will be a chazoke. There will be no chazoke bichlal. Why? He yelled. As the Tesis said, even if he didn't yell, it's no raya in the fact that he was quiet, because he thought there would be no reason to yell. Anyway, no one will hear about it. So he didn't feel a reason to yell. So Nachum speaks out. Taisus could never learn like the Rishonim that the Gemara means that the Mechor would not take place in the Chazoke, would be a Chazoke. If he yelled, there's no Raya. There's no Raya. And even if we have wonder why he never came over, okay, it's a wonder. But it doesn't become a Raya. A Raya is, you kept quiet. He didn't keep quiet. Why didn't he come? From why didn't he come? You don't do the Cheskes Gimashonim. That's a wonder. Cheskes Gimashonim v'roya v'shoizek. The person he didn't manage to hold himself. Why didn't he come? No, Kasha Famaisa. You can't build a chazok from why he didn't come. So Tesis never had a tzad that mechor shalei before. It's not even written enough in Tesis, yeah? Tesis only says the edge of it. Tesis learned that like Azevi the Rishonim is no way to uptight the Gemara. That mechor shalei before him la'avim mechor in the chazok will be a chazok. If he didn't yell, if he yells, it's no chazok. So Tesis just explains, and the Gemara is asking even better. And even if he didn't yell, but it's also not a chazoke. Because you don't have a question why he didn't scream. He knew no one will hear, so to scream to the walls. So maybe he didn't scream. Maybe he didn't yell. But maybe the taste of the Gemara is kasha different. Mechor she before him to have mechor. And the maybe, there's no chazoke. This is the Gemara is kasha. So this taste is shitose. So it's mamish giboit. The rishonim le shitosom and taste is le shitosom. The Rishonim l'shitosom and Tesis l'shitosom. So I'm saying, the etzim guf advarim is a vader hazeh. We had the Brahma with Rabbi Yehuda, the Hainu, the Gemara, it's to remember, it's a very leicht, it sounds very shitistic, but it's very leicht the Gemara be'etzim. Elo me'ato mechoye shaloi befonov leitehevi mechoye. The Rishonim learned the mechoye has a problem, but chazok is the ace. Because mechoye is to keep the shtar. I didn't know about it. Azev Sher Hamuid, if I don't know about it, I don't know about it. But my chazok is Teis. Lefi Teis doesn't make a difference. The ganze Rai, he was quiet, he was not quiet. You can't build a chazok from it. The Gemara's kasher is, the Gemara means there will be no chazok. So now I'll explain a little bit more. So why the Teis is so, not written so close, mamash klo. Just the pshat is, the Loshon HaGemara is, mechoy sheloi befonov, loy tehevi mechoy. So the Fidr is showing him, Loi tehevi mechor, so it's a chazoke. The Fidr Teis is saying, it is a mechor. The man of the chazoke is not a chazoke. So what is the Pirush HaMiles, Loi tehevi mechor? Teis means to say, that even if he didn't yell, also is no chazoke. Why? Val he feels that Shaloi befonov, no one will hear about it. So the Mele, he doesn't scream. So even if he didn't scream, it's no raya. So again, the words of the Gemara is, Mechor Shaloi befonov, Loi tehevi mechor. So the Rishonim say, here says Arshtikul Teire. On Mechoy, Chazoke is a Chazoke. He yelled. Chazoke doesn't make a difference if he yelled or not. We have a Shmuel from Rabbi Yehuda, Vesach Nish. Lefi Teisus, even if he yells, there's no Chazoke. So for sure the Gemara will mean to ask that there's no Chazoke. Just the words of the Gemara are not the right words. The Gemara, Lefi Teisus, Mechoy, Shem, in front of Avi Mechoy. What is Le Avi Mechoy? You can't explain the words of the Gemara. So Teisus just flips over the words. Le'avim mechoyah means people know that you don't hear about it. Like Sheramud, you don't hear about it. Here also, people know that you don't hear about it. People know that you don't hear about it. So while people know that you don't hear about it, while people know that you don't hear about it, the mele, people don't yell. So the Gemara means to ask, Azevin Sheramud Shalei Befon of the Adoe is Nishkina Adoe. The Adoe is Nishkina Adoe because you don't hear about it. Mechor Shalei Befon of also people don't hear about it. Bemele the Kashu will be with me no Chazok, will be no Raif in the Shtike, because there's no purpose for him to yell. This is the uptight in the Gemara. But the reason Tesis is going like that, that does is Giboy Lashitose. Does is Giboy Lashitose. Very glad. You'll see inside, I don't want to go with this, Reb Nochem and Ois Yudches answers the Marsho's Kashe. Marsho has a stiras at Teis Vesim. Feed them from Teis Nef Choftes. The Marsho says Teres. Feed them the Kashe Bichlal doesn't start. There's no Kashe, there's no stiras at Teisim. Because this is the Glatte Vegen Teis Ves. It's the Glatte Vegen Teis Ves. Marsho stores here a Kashe, stiras at Teis Vesim, Ir Achas, Ir Acheres. Stiras from the Teis Vesim, Nef Choftes. Feed this derech, especially there's no mocking to the kasha bichlal. Maybe in Choftes, we'll speak it out a little bit. Now, let me get into the second shlav. I'm saying, how the Achvishtorer works, this is yesterday's shir. I'm especially not mixing in. It's two different zachen. All of the Rishonim giboit anu mechor. So the mechor is not to stop the chazoke. The mechor is to keep the shtar. Anai azach. The mechor is to keep the shtar. Alim the Rabbi Shmuel. If it tastes this, alim the Rabbi Shmuel. Mechor is not to keep the shtar. Mechor is to break the chazoke. Moshach to the shtar. If the rishon, the mechor is to keep the shtar. And this was busy yesterday. The cheshbonis of the ach mishtoch. It's a zaydik cheshbonis. How it works to keep the shtar. It's two parts of the sugya. Now, and for the gemara, nein. Mechor shele befon of works. You know to keep the shtar. The guy hears about it, b'mele, it's a rai if you kept quiet, he knows people will hear about it. Mechor shalei befon of works. You taught like a zebi sheramuid. You have to be befon of, because people don't know about it. V'horaye, ha'dos eidim shtei befon of. So mechor also has to be befon of. The Gemara and then it doesn't have to be befon of. Why? Chavre chavre isle, v'chavre chavre chavre isle. He will hear about it. Ma she'enken b'shor, shtei v'hu ad be'olof. And here we have to understand what is the heftz of the teretz of the Gemara. What is the heftz of the teretz of the Gemara? The Gemara has the kasha. Like in Shor, I don't know about it. So the Zel Bezach. By us, I don't know about the Mechoy. I will not know to keep the Shtar. What is the Raya people don't know about it? You see in a Shor, the Eidus has to be in front of him. Because if not, he doesn't know how to be careful about his Shtar. So the Adoya has to be befon of, because if not, he doesn't know how to be nizar in the shtar. So val the Adoya has to be befon of, because if not, he doesn't know how to be careful with the shtar. So here also, the Adoya has to be, because he doesn't know how to be careful with the shor, the Mecho also has to be befon of, he will know how to keep the shtar. No, people know about it. Vos mitshor, v'ruad bebe'ol of ksiv. So you could have learned, gzer hazakosu. Bad, some people hear about it. And the Balaam will hear about it, even if he's not in Beis Din, he will hear that his show became mu'ud. But Gzeiras HaKosuf, Rashi doesn't say it's Gzeiras HaKosuf. Rashi gives a time of the crow. We wanted to learn that, like in Sheram Mu'ud, it has to be in front of him because we want him to know. Here it also has to be befun of, because we want him to know to keep the shtar. The Gemara answers no. Here, chavre chavre isle. No, and there also, v'ruad bebe'olov. So look in Rashi. Hosom v'ruad bebe'olov v'machmone. K'loim aloi domi. Nehidi gamu yishol 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 ולהעמיד שירוי בחזקס מועד בעינם בפני ביילים שיידו ליטוין ולהקחי שועדים ולהובי אחרים להזימו אבל תיימד המכור להסרס בו אליעזור בזכויוי סביבו שזה טוען שבגזי לביודו יוכל אפילו שלא יבפון אמנם יועסר רשי סייס זה פסט תיימד הקרוע הזה נעד סתם בצפור האדומה באפצן messages go through דירת אקזר עשה קוסוף For some messages go through. So I was sitting in my house and I heard that anyone said that my shor is mu'ud. I say they're liars. I want to argue with them. I want to hear what they're saying. Here, people say that I'm a ganav. Okay, they're liars. I'll just keep my shtar a little bit extra. I don't have to go to argue with them. I know that I bought it. I know that I have a shtar. So what, he's saying I'm a ganav? Close my safe, stronger. I don't need to go over to him. Masha'en can hear, I have to go over to him. I say, time of the crow. Why Rashi decided to say time of the crow? Zogt Rabbi Elchanan for two reasons. First, if it's Tama Pora Adumo, Manufshach, the Gemara wanted to learn out, the Gemara doesn't want to learn out. But he says like this. If it's a Pora Adumo, so it means Be'ezim messages go through. No, it's Gzeres HaKosuv, physically, he has to be there when they say the Eidus. Right? It's Gzeres HaKosuv, he has to be there. No Hezbel. He just has to be there. Gzeira Sakosu. Zog Rabbi Elchanan, Rashi had a raya nishta zei. The Gemara says, you can't say Eidus on a cotton shaloi befonov. No, the Gemara says more from that. You can't say Eidus on a cotton even if he comes to Beis Din. If a cotton has a shor, you know, Giyash and Napo Shvorim, and now they start in a geach. So you want to take the cotton to Beis Din, and you want to be made that the shor is nogach. You want to be made that the shor is nogach. So if you want to be made that the shor is nogach, you can't, you have to wait that the kid will become older. You have to make that the kid is older. If the kid is not older, you can't be made. I, he's dear. Zog the Gemara, Kotna shalei befon of dummy. Why Kotna shalei befon of dummy? He doesn't know how to argue. He doesn't know how to argue. He doesn't know how to argue. The Kohen doesn't know how to argue. He doesn't know how to argue. The Kohen doesn't know how to argue. So what the Kohen doesn't know how to argue is Shalei Befana. If it's a Pora Aduma, the Kohen is there. If the Din Befana is not a Pora Aduma, it's because we want him to argue, to find out that the Eidim are Shakronim. This is what the Teir wants. The Teir wants to give him a permission to find out if the Eidim are Shakronim or not. So because of the fact that he's coming, it doesn't help. So from there Rashi had a raya, that the Din Befonov is not mitzat stam gzeras hakosuv, has a hezbel. So it's not physical. The Din Befonov means because you have to, that he could be makish the Eidim. Mele Kotten, even if he's there, it's considered Shalei Befonov. Kotten, even if he's there, it's considered Shalei Befonov. נכון, אז נוח את הספס ומגמרדין במסר, בכל הנעס זה גמור, העס זה קשה בכל הנעס זה קשה, the halacha is that שור when you kill a שור you have to have בית שחוף גימל we have a drosha וגם ב-all of humus כמיסס ביילים, כך מיסס השור so במילה you have to have a בית שחוף גימל זוג די גמור, זה נוזר הלוכה like ein mekablim ein shloi bifnei baaldin en goyim rimdinoy shel odom shloi befonov you can't have a psak din on a person if he's not there so the gemara says when you want to kill the shol you have to bring the shol to stand in beis din kemisas baalim kach misas hashol frag rabbi chanan lefi rashi the shol doesn't know how to talk so it doesn't help that you bring him to beis din If the word lefirashi befonov doesn't mean physically, it means a person that knows how to talk. So what is the point to bring the shor into Beis Din? The shor doesn't know how to talk. As I frag Rabbi Chana. So Rabbi Chana says there's a different din from mekabli meidus and there's a din of gmar din. There's two psukim. Rashi here is talking about din mekabli meidus. Mekabli meidus is not a din physically. It's a din that he could argue. Cotton doesn't help. And we learn the kol ha'tere kulo. Gmardin is a different halacha. Gmardin is not for arguing. It's stomach zera sakosu. And that you have to have that the show will be in Beis Din. But again, because we can taste this, it's mashma, it's stomach answer. Chavar, chavar, islay, and show stomach zera sakosu that he has to, that Adoya has to be befono. And Rashi learns it's a yisoy lekol ha'tere kulo that Eidus has to be befono, but it's not a din of physically befono, it's a din that he could argue, and lefkemina is that even because if he comes to Beis Din, it doesn't help. Lama zayam de gemore vayta. פרק די גמורה הקשה ולרב מאיר דאומר ריחק נגיחו איסוף חיוב קירב נגיחו איסוף לא כל שכן אוכלו תלוס פיירי בטרי בחד יוים כגוין תאין או להביא חזוק פרק די גמורה הקשה עלי ודרב מאיר that you could do קירב נגיחו איסוף רב יודה אולס has to be three separate days רב מאיר אולס it could be in the same day so if you eat three peiris in one day להביא חזוק Kegoin te'eino. Stamp, pshat. Why the Gemara says kegoin te'eino? Why the Gemara doesn't say kegoin oranges? He picked one orange, 5 o'clock. Second orange, 6 o'clock. Third orange, 7 o'clock. We'll have a chazaka. Why the Gemara only asks us kegoin te'eino? What? Not perashono. Perashono. Te'eino is perashono. Te'eino is a tree. Has all different te'einim. The Gemara says if you eat some in the morning, afternoon, by night, you have a chazoke. Lefi Rav Meir, kirim negichoisam lekol sheken. Why the Gemara is asking a kasha kegoin te'eino? What? Dafka, for sure, Dafka.
No, the bin mitbasha on different types of dates.
The answer is, the Gemara knew, if you have a tree of oranges, and you take three oranges, every hour, different orange, this is called one achilles, not called two achilles. Only te'eino, zok trashi. Sheyesh mitbasheles shachis, vele'erev ireuyo, everyone is ready in a different time. While everyone is ready in a different time, B'meile, it's considered three different chazakas. Or about something that is ready already, for sure it's considered one chazaka. Zog de gemore, beseder. Masher amuet be'ina de isi lai negiche, lesa lai negiche. Ochenami be'ina de isi lai peire, lesa lai peire. And here, even that it didn't finish in the same time, but that the ain is on the tree. Zog mor ochot lo so pere bet lo so yoy mi ki goin tzlaf levi chazoke hosom pere mi eiser migmar udir kogoma vach ochot lo so pere bet lo so yoy mi gina spaste heich idomi de kodeach va ochil kodeach va ochil osom mishamet udir koshomit ואוכלות לא ספרי בתלא סייארכי גוין אספסת לוי חזוקה מלו חירוש רבי שמואל חנם את הדן רבי שמואל לא אימר וסתבל מורם בסודה הלובה ובסודה אילון כל נסס צבועוסו ימוסה כזייסו וכל נסס קיצר אל גימל שון so the Gemara is asking a קש לרב מאיר קירב נגיחו יסוב חייב why חזוקה has to be in 3 years? You could make it shorter. Rashi says אבל לרב יהודה it's not a קש. Why? Because if you're a beauty, you have to have 3 days. So what? So look in Rashi. L'Rabbi Yudah, the Amar v'Bobekame Eizel Mu'ed, Kol She'idu Bo'y Shloisha Yomim, Ike Le'Meimar, Hoche Gimel Shonim, Dum Yodah Gimel Yomim. You could say that if you're a beauty, Gimel Shonim, Dum Yodah Gimel Yomim. So Bepash, this Rashi is a Akdomet to all of the 4 questions. So all the 4 questions. You're going to ask a kasha now, Elo Me'ato, Te'ino, Tzlaf, Shachas, Aspaste, Lefir Rabbi Yudah is not a kasha? Has to be 3 years? Yoim Lashono, Yoim Lashono. Why Yoim Lashono? Why Yoim Lashono? I said to you, why Yoim Lashono? Why Rabbi Yudah all 3 days? Every day a person has a different mood, as I, yeah? The Shor has a different a day. A day is a day. Achila v'shono normally is achila. So like there you have to have days, you have to have years. Azay state in Tesis Rit, azay is mashma in Rashi. The Rabbiniyena and the Rashba say no, no, no. Only on the first question the Gemara said that it's only l'Rab Meir. Ochlot lo sopeiri b'chad yoyme. But the second kasha, ochlot lo sopeiri b'tlosa yoyme, this is even l'Rab Yudah. The Gemara never taught that Yoim Lashono, Yoim Lashono. Just when the Gemara had a tzad that 3 achilas in 1 day, 3 achilas in 1 day, 3 achilas in 1 day. So the Gemara, Aliba the Rabbi Yudah, you have to have 3 days. Oh, but the next question already is even Aliba the Rabbi Yudah. So again, the Fira Ashino, Aliba the Rabbi Yudah, all of the 4 questions are not shvel. You have to have a year for a day. As I will see in Tesis Rit. But the Ritva and the Rashba and Rabbi Yehuda say no. Only the first question is Aliba the Rab Meir. The rest, even Aliba the Rab Yudah. Interesting, I found in the Ritva a third sheet. It says the first 3 questions are only the Rab Meir. The last question is the Rab Yudah. Now I understand in the Fir Rab Yudah, 3 fruits in 3 days, it's 1 day. Of 30 days and 30 days and 30 days, this really is like more Chodesh B'Shana. This really more like even like a day. So again, Rashi learns Aliba the Rabbi Yudah Yoim Lashono. The Rishonim learn no. Only the small things the Gemara is asking Aliba the Rabbi Meir. So if the Rashman Rabbi Yehuda, the Kasha is only the first one Rabbi Meir, the rest Aliba the Rabbi Yudah. And if the Ritva, all the first 3 Rabbi Meir, only the last one is also Rabbi Yudah. Now how we paskin, like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yudah? How we paskin, like Rabbi Meir or like Rabbi Yudah? We paskin like Rabbi Yudah. So here is a big kasha. Want to ask the kasha? Tomorrow we'll see the answer. The Maharam in Rutenburg said that if a person says 90 times Mashiv Ruach in 1 day, it's good. Richek Nikichois of Chayev, Kirev Lekol Sheken. Remember, everyone is knowing like that. Frek the Mogen Avraham, this is good L'Rab Meir. L'Rab Yudah, you have to have separate days. Aloch Kirab Yudah. So the whole Maharam Rutenburg, this doesn't make sense. What the Maharam Rutenburg said? That if a person says 90 times Mashiv Ruach it helps, Kirichek Nikichois of Chayev Kirav Lekol Sheken, Aliba the Rab Meir. But Aliba the Rab Yudah, it doesn't work. If Aliba the Rab Yudah, it doesn't work, Azei Frek the Mogen Avraham. So the Drisha says a Pshat, he tells us that it says in Rashi by us, we'll see Lechur Efakel.